Welcome to the Fitbox Podcast. This is your host, Joseph Frankie. Glad you're here listening. On our podcast, we talk about two main things. First and foremost, we interview members of Fitbox so that way you can hear their stories about how they're repaying debt, how they're saving for retirement, buying homes, all this type of stuff, really to give you motivation and some different ideas. That's the first thing we talk about. The second thing our podcast do is we take individual finance topics and go through them in more detail so that way you can say, does this apply to me and how does this apply to my plan? So if you have questions or you want to sign up for Fitbox, you can do so in the show notes, fitbox.com, build your profile, schedule a call. We'll be talking to you soon. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the channel. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on the podcast, welcome to Fitbox, where we are transforming financial confusion into financial confidence. I'm Joseph Frankie, a chartered financial analyst. I've been in the world of finance now for almost two decades. I'm the founder of Fitbox. Got an exciting episode with you today. We have, this tool, when I figured this out like years and years ago about how to convert taxable money into tax-free money, I was really excited. And the thing is that I figured it out back in the day when I was working with like 55 and 60 year olds. And when we started working with Fitbox and building out the company and started working with young professionals that were in school and new grads, I was excited about these topics that we're going to be talking about today in terms of like Roth conversions and whatnot, because it allowed a lot of people don't think about this because it's like, oh, well, Roth IRAs are all for retirement and blah, 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 blah. It's like you could take advantage of these when you're younger. And these things called conversions and everything else, if you hit specific situations, and it can literally save you thousands of dollars once you hit retirement. I'll even give you an example how, you know, somebody that I know should have done these things and they didn't, and now they're literally costing them thousands of dollars a year in taxes. So we are going to jump into it. Before we do, okay, if you're new to the channel, if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. It will notify you when we put out new content. This stuff will help you all the way from like student loan content to financial planning content. That's what we're putting out. So be sure to subscribe. It also helps us grow the channel. So thank you very much. And if you're listening on the podcast, be sure to subscribe too. Get notifications for new episodes. With that being said, let's dive into the episode about Roth conversions. Let's do it. Okay, so first and foremost, what is a Roth conversion? Okay, it's basically when you take money from a taxable account, like an IRA, and then you're moving it to a Roth IRA. And the whole benefit is, so that way you get tax-free growth, but when you take the money out of the account, you also don't have to pay taxes on it. That's the main reason why. Now, I told you that some of this stuff can really help younger individuals, and that is the case with this Roth conversion. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you do this at strategic points in time, okay, that if you leave money in like a traditional IRA or a 401k, if you have to take the money out early, you're taxed and penalized. If you do this Roth conversion at the right time, okay, when you have the opportunity to do it, you could potentially take the money out before 59 and a half and never pay taxes and penalties on it. That's how important this stuff is, okay? Now, I'm going to go through some scenarios a little bit later on where you can take advantage of this. But before I do, what exactly is a Roth conversion? How are they different than like backdoor Roth IRAs? What's a conversion ladder? All this type of stuff. I want to talk about these technicalities first. And then I'm going to give you some examples of how to go about doing all these types of things with some different scenarios, okay? So first and foremost, okay, a conversion literally is, let's just say I have a traditional IRA and I have $10,000 in it. I take that $10,000 and I move it to a Roth IRA. Now, if you just do that in and of itself, you have to claim that as income in that tax year when you do it, which means you have to pay income taxes on it. That's why a lot of people don't think about doing that, because you might be in a pretty decently high tax bracket right now. And so why would you want to pay taxes on the money? So you shouldn't do it at that case, at that point in time, right? However, there's a couple different times to doing this. And that's when like the backdoor Roth IRA comes into play, for example, okay? So you may be young and find yourself in two scenarios. One is you might make too much money to contribute to a Roth IRA directly. That's number one. Number two, you might be on an income-driven repayment plan and you might be married and filing your taxes separately than from your spouse. So that way you have a much lower required payment on your student loans. And when you do that, because you're filing separately, you can't contribute directly to a Roth IRA. Now, the key word there is that I said you can't contribute directly, because that's where a backdoor Roth IRA comes into play. And what you would want to do in those situations is that you open up a traditional IRA and you do what's called an after-tax contribution to your traditional IRA. Once you do that, you can then convert the funds via a Roth conversion to a Roth IRA, and the money's never taxed, okay? Because you've already been taxed on the money because the contribution was after taxes, okay? So that is what's called a backdoor Roth IRA. For young professionals, again, you can do that in two situations. You can do it when you're a high earner or because you're on an income-driven repayment plan filing separately from your spouse, so you can take advantage of that thing, that stuff. Now, other situations where young professionals can do this, two pop out right off the top of my mind, right? So if you're a student, this is where you got to be proactive as a student, and you worked prior to going to school, okay? And let's just say you have like 10 grand, 5 grand, whatever it is, in a 401k. Let's just say it's $10,000. You can roll that money over into a traditional IRA from your 401k. And then once it's in the traditional IRA, you then can convert it to a Roth IRA. And because you're in school again, and you're probably not working, you don't have an income, or your income's really low, that when you convert it, you're either going to pay no taxes or very little taxes. And so it's worth converting it. And so that's an opportunity as a student to do that. It's one of the only opportunities you can take advantage of doing that. So we do that with FitBucks. We do that with students all the time. And once it's in your Roth IRA, like I said, that's a contribution at that point. You can take it out whenever you want to. You can use it to help pay for school. You can use it for a down payment on a house. You can use it for whatever you want to at that point. So you basically take 401k money that you can't touch till retirement, and now you give yourself to the option to touch it if you want to, because you've converted it into a Roth IRA, okay? Now, another time that we see people do it is you might be working and for whatever reason your income drops. Well, because your income drops, might as well convert some of your funds over, okay, into a Roth IRA for that tax year. Okay, oftentimes when we see this, again, is in a situation where somebody is married, and let's just say they have children, and one of the spouses decides to stay at home full time, but at the same time they're also filing their taxes separately because of the income-driven repayment plans. And so for the current tax year, at their current contributions, they do that backdoor Roth IRA that I told you about earlier. But with their old 401k or their old traditional IRA, they also convert part of that into the Roth IRA. And now you might have heard me say part, because let's just say you worked for, you know, a lot of years. You know, and I'll give you an example, like with my wife, for example. Let's just say that we were on an income-driven payment plan and we were filing separately, and her 401k after 10 years is worth $330,000, okay? You wouldn't want to convert, like, and let's just say we had our child, she stayed at home full-time, okay? She would not want to convert the full $330,000 all at one time, because she would have to claim that whole amount as income and pay taxes on it. So instead, you do what's called a Roth conversion ladder. And so she might take like $10,000 to $20,000 of her rolled over 401k every year that's sitting in a traditional IRA. She might do like $10,000 or $20,000 and roll that and convert that into a Roth IRA. So that way she could slowly over time take that money from a taxable account to a non-taxable account. Now, I know this stuff can get confusing, okay? And I'll touch on this a little bit more later. This is why you got to sit down with planning and set this all out. And our experts can help you at FitBucks go through all this type of stuff. We do this stuff every single day, okay? Now, before I get into more of the financial planning pieces of this, I do want to talk about why it's so important also when you hit retirement. And I'll give you an example. Like, we have a family member who now has about $2 million in a traditional IRA, okay? And she doesn't need the money, okay? And what ends up happening is she retired at age like 55. And for like 4 or 5 years, she wasn't taking any pension income. She didn't have any Social Security. She basically was just living off of interest. And that interest was only like $20,000 a year. So she was in a very low tax bracket. And at that time, she could have easily been converting, using a Roth conversion, about $20,000 to $40,000 a year from her traditional IRA into the Roth IRA. And the reason why that's a big deal when you're older is because once you hit like 72 or 73 years old, the age changes. But right now, let's just say once you hit 73 years old, when you have a traditional IRA, you have to take money out of it every year. It's called a required minimum distribution. Okay, with our Roth IRA, you don't have to take the money out. So now what happened with that family member is they get Social Security, they get a pension, and now they're forced to take out of their traditional IRA about $70,000 a year. So the taxes that they got to pay on that withdrawal is like $20,000. It's like, it's just hitting them hard. So as you're younger, when you run into these situations that I brought up, so like if you're in school and you have an old 401k or traditional IRA, you can start converting it. If you find yourself where you're filing separately because of the IDR, your contributions can be made after taxes and then converted to a Roth IRA. Or if your income drops because whatever reason, you can start converting portions of your traditional IRA via a Roth conversion ladder. Those are all things that if you don't do them at those opportune times, you're gonna miss. You're gonna miss out on a lot of money in the long run. Okay. So, like I said, if you find this video helpful, maybe you're a little confused, make sure you thumbs up it, like the podcast, all that type of stuff. But more importantly, your financial journey is unique. We have the technology and our FitBucks financial planning method, our FitBucks experts. We are here to help you. So if you have questions, if you want help, go sign up, be a FitBucks member. Also, we try to answer some questions in the comments. That's how we actually get ideas for the different videos that we do. So, leave some comments if you want to. Tell us where you're at. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them. We can't get too personal because of compliance reasons. That's why we, ask you to become a FitBucks member so that way we know what your situation is. Plus, normal financial planners cost like $3,000 to $5,000 a year. FitBucks you can sign up for as little as $189 a year. Okay, so it's affordable. You can get help. Make sure you're doing the right thing. That's what we're all about. Peace of mind with your finances. We'll see you guys in the next episode.